Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Something really shady is going on online, and we're trying to get to the bottom of it. And it's not just us.
Mm-mm.
But this is really suspicious.
So, very much so. Little disclaimer, I'm not going to make this political, but it does have to do with political candidates, and I don't care either way. All I'm saying is that Instagram is my safe space, and I'm very particular about who I follow. So when someone says you're following this person now, I say absolutely not. Thank you, though. Thank you so much.
You know, it's funny you mention that because yesterday I kind of keep an eye on how many followers I have.
Right.
When that jumps to an additional 20 that I had nothing to do with, I'm pissed.
Right. Like, this is my page. This is my timeline. This is my feed. So if I don't want to see this, I don't have to see it. And if I wanted to, I would have followed it on my own. So people are hitting the panic button, which, I mean, rightfully so, because everybody knows how violating it was back in, I don't know, what was the year when U2 put their album on everyone's phone without warning.
Wait, how did that work again? So you bought a new phone. No, I remember Apple. You had the entire new album of U2.
Yeah.
Wasn't even that good. But
it wasn't good.
How did that work?
So basically, you had an update on your phone back in 2014. And Apple Music automatically downloaded that album onto your phone without you purchasing it, without you approving it, all of that. It was September 9th, 2014. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was like, what is this trash music doing on my phone?
Well,
like,
you know.
And like, okay.
I'll give credit to U2. Listen, great band. But
don't tell me what to listen to.
How did they score that deal?
Right. What? It was all. Right. So they had, what happened was the album was released exclusively to iTunes for 1 month as a part of a marketing partnership program between Apple and U2.
Yeah.
And they were just like, yeah, we'll just shove it all down their throats. No worries. Like, that makes me not want to listen to it, because when somebody tells me to do something or that I have to do something, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not doing it.
We're all the same way. We hate being told what to do.
But don't worry. It was a $100 million marketing campaign. Anyways, similar energy is happening right now online with social media, specifically Instagram, and I'm getting my panties in a wad if I were to wear them.
Yeah, that's right.
So last night, I'm on Instagram and I'm scrolling and I see all this stuff, and obviously, President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. Is his name J.D.? Is his real name J.D.?
Yeah, J.D.
Sure.
The Jade.
Nothing more professional than that.
I don't. Well,
letters.
That's the other thing. Yesterday, I was like, I didn't start following J.D. Vance.
Right. So I'm like,
what?
They have like brand. First of all, it says brand new account at the top corner. And then it says 17.4 million. And I'm like, wait, it's a brand new account, but you have 17.4 million. Like, obviously, yes, they have people that back them and would follow them and all of that stuff. But I was following them. And I was like, wait. I like don't want anything political on my phone. Like, I just want to like be a girl and watch hair tutorials and just like do that on Instagram. I don't need to follow the president. I don't need to follow the vice president. And for you to go and be like, nope, you're following them now is crazy. So I investigated a little bit more, because a lot of people were experiencing this too. They're like, what the heck is going on? So if it's the VP account, because President Donald Trump and the President of the United States are two different accounts.
Yeah.
And J.D. Vance's account and the VP are two different accounts. So if you were recently following President Joe Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris,
they merged them.
They merged them. So they like basically, they basically kept the same exact account, but they wiped out any history of them. And then they just changed the names, which is insane.
Right.
But considering the fact,
I'm assuming that's the White House account. I don't know.
But considering the fact that the last party that was in office was Democrat and now the next party is Republican.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a little bit of a following. So I thought it was absolutely wild. And I was on Instagram last night. And our beautiful, beautiful artist that we play on this very station, Gracie Abrams, was losing her mind. Absolutely.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, my God.
I like Gracie Abrams. I do love her.
She posted to her Instagram story and said, "Hello, I had to unfollow VP and President of the United States three separate times today because Meta kept automatically refollowing these accounts. How curious. I had to block them in order to make sure they were nowhere near my feed. Sharing this in case this happens to someone else's account as well."
Yeah, this isn't so much about, you know.
It's not really about politics. It's just about like the fact that you're making me follow something that I don't want to follow. It could be anything. It could be President Trump or it could be Oreos. Like, I don't want to follow that. I just don't want to follow the Cheez-Its account.
It's very sneaky.
It's
and it was brought to
sus.
My attention last night. It was
it's
like,
very
hey,
sus.
I'm looking at this. I'm like, I think they merged the accounts. And there's a lot of people that, you know, are very, very political.
Right.
And when they found that out, oh, God, they went off the rails.
100%. So
you might want to look into that. You guys, you know how you really know how somebody has just a whole bunch of fake followers and fake accounts? Just basically go through their friend list. You're going to see nobody has a default picture. And all the accounts are just these weird bots.
Yeah,
coming from India or China.
All from India.
They got one post and they're just, it's all trash.
It's very strange. So basically, Kamala's old account, which was VP, has been archived to VP47 archive. So they took her account and just like moved it to a different handle so that Vice President JD,
it's just taken over,
can have that account.
Yeah, it makes sense considering how many followers are already on it. We're going to pick up where we left off. Makes you wonder what the future holds for social media.
It makes me wonder heavily what's going on with the future of social media, because as we saw over the weekend, and I know, I'm so annoying, I keep going back to it, but I just simply can't get over it because it is so wild to me how this weekend went down. I can't believe that we are living in a time where, like, we don't have freedom of speech when it comes to creating things on TikTok. We don't have freedom of choice of following who we want to follow. Like, it's giving me the ick, and I'm just, like, not into it.
Listen, it's how it works if you really want to go deep. You think people like The Rock, people like Beyonce, people like Taylor Swift, you think they have control of their own personal Instagrams? Do you honestly think that somebody who has 300 million followers is going to be allowed to say and do what they want online when they can basically manipulate that many people? No. No, it's a game.
That's
They're
insane.
Told what to say and what to do. Ask the Illuminati.
we're getting very spooky right now. But yeah, it's wild.
So go ahead, check out your list of followers, and you might see a whole bunch of people that you're now officially following that you had nothing to do with.
And like I said before, like, yes, the VP account and the President of the United States account, they obviously flip, and this happens every time there's a new president in office. But there are other accounts too, these separate accounts of their personal accounts of President Donald Trump and VP JD, which is just an acronym, that also are doing that as well.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break here. You got PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back. Stay there.
Way to a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right.
PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. All right, the Seneca Park Zoo is set for a major transformation, you guys. Huge transformation.
Cue the facelift.
I mean, we're talking about a new design that's including a new tropics building. All right, that sounds nice.
It's giving rainforest. Okay.
This project has a hefty price tag of over $100 million. Wow, Zubru must be killing it. Of course, a lot of that money also, too, is coming from the taxpayers, covering more than half of the cost. I mean, I can't even talk about this right now because, as you know, Breezy and I are still sick over Capenzi passing away.
So sad.
She was such a good giraffe.
Yeah.
She was our special little lady.
Tumor and all.
Yeah. The size of the moon right on her neck.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the construction is set to be done in the front of the zoo. So the animals that had habitats there were moved back further into the zoo, or they were just sent to other zoos years ago.
Right, right, of course.
We're building something! Get out!
They're like, where are we going to go? They let them free.
The zoo plans to bring the animals back once construction is complete, but I mean, this is still, we're talking years away from now. The county's searching for a contractor to bring the new design to life. That's us. We can do it.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Own a Phillips head.
I was going to say, what kind of tools do you own? I have a wrench.
I have a screwdriver.
A wrench, a screwdriver.
I have a couple of nails, too.
And one hammer. Can you imagine?
I'm up for a good challenge. I'm not going to say I'm not. So,
can you imagine what this tropics building is going to look like if Breezy and I built it?
It'll look like a landfill.
The project is in the early stages, obviously, but timetable-wise, there's a ways to go. This new design is already, some of it is funded. So that's secured. But, I mean, the whole county still needs to put the project out to bid.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for a contractor. Guys, I know there's a lot of contractors here in The Rock looking for a contractor who will build it within the $100 million budget. Breezy and I will do it for $99
million. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. And that's a steal. You're getting a huge pay cut. So don't even worry about it. You're getting a huge discount at that time. Yeah, let's do it. I mean, listen.
The entire thing collapses on all the animals.
I haven't gone back since Zubru because I don't feel super welcome there, but okay. All is well.
Yeah, so. All right, we'll see what's to come in the next 30 years from now. Coming up on the show, we're going to be joined by Amanda, who says she has a little PSA for Rochester after this one guy decided it was a good idea to end things with her over text after a year of dating.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she's ready to come on with us right after the break. We'll talk to her next on PXY. How many of you have gotten broken up with from a significant other over text? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Amanda has a little PSA for all of us this morning. If you can relate or someone did this to you, shoot us a text or a call, 585-252-9800. Hi, good morning, Amanda.
Hi, good morning.
Pop off.
What's the vibe?
So I just wanted to give a quick PSA announcement to anyone who has or is thinking of breaking up with someone over text. Don't do it.
Okay.
It's so freaking cowardly and disrespectful, especially when you have been with that person for over a year.
Yeah. It's a long time.
Why? why my ex thought he could just shoot me a random text the other night while I was at work, like it was no big deal, blows my freaking mind of what a total this guy is.
Oh, let me get my finger on the beep here.
Oh, okay. Okay, continue.
I'm so sorry for swearing. I'm just...
No, I understand
really...
you're upset. Yes,
yeah, you're triggered.
Just be careful, but tell us what happened. Like, why he decided this was a good idea.
I don't know why he thought this would be a good idea. So, anyone in Rochester who comes across a guy named...
Well, that was your first issue. Dating a guy named... Like, what? You knew this was going to happen. Anyways, continue.
Funny. Never met a guy who has showed so little empathy, especially to someone he has been dating and sleeping with for so long. I mean, like, how do you just shoot someone a text that says, hey, this was cool and fun, but not really feeling it anymore?
Well, listen.
I wish you all the best, though.
If that's the case.
Have a good rest of your night.
Yeah, if that's how he ended it, Amanda, then to be honest, you're probably better off.
I feel like every single thing that we talk about on this show somehow relates back to me doing a 90 Day Fiancé reference, but here we go. This woman from New Jersey was dating this guy from Moldova. They were engaged together for 15 years, shot her a text, was like, I don't think it's going to work out.
See ya.
Bye now.
That's a tax. Listen,
15 years.
It says a lot, though, about the person. It is a coward move. A lot of people don't want to do the whole face-to-face conversation type of thing, they hide behind their phone screen. I understand you guys were together for over a year, and that's probably stings even more, because at the end of the day, the guy owes you a conversation.
He does.
Yeah.
So how did you respond?
Well, it was really hard not to just call him a pathetic loser right out of the bat.
Period.
And so I just picked up the phone and said, like, hey, can we talk? And, of course, he didn't pick up.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Well, then you're probably better off. You think there's somebody else, I mean, in the mix? Have you been in this? You guys have been together a little over a year, and he sends you a breakup text. At any point, did you kind of have any suspicions on if he was doing something behind your back he wasn't supposed to be doing?
I wouldn't say that. I had any inklings. I thought maybe he was really busy with work. It kind of seemed like the first time in our relationship that maybe there was like a little tension.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was up for like a breakup text or breakup. I thought maybe we were just going to have our first difficult conversation.
The breakup text is wild to me.
Especially
wild to me.
Especially if you guys just started getting to know each other. And you're like, what's one of the qualities you are really attracted to in a relationship? Communication.
Oh my God.
I like to talk things through.
It's so bad.
Amanda, so bad. I'm so sorry, Amanda, that happened. And you know what? I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that got a story to share, too. Maybe it happened to them.
100%.
Maybe they were the ones that sent the text. I don't know. But it happens to the best of us. We wish you the best. I appreciate the PSA and calling out your boy here.
Yeah, again, one more time for the people in the back.
I gotta bleep it. I gotta.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing that. Here I am saying it three times over.
That's okay.
Well, you don't have to bleep it. It's okay.
Well, look, if you need...
I'm not getting another lawsuit.
I appreciate you calling in, though, and if you need, like, a shoulder to cry on and an open ear, my Instagram's Hi Moose.
Oh. Yeah. You can also reach out to me. I probably wouldn't reach out back.
By the way, who's the better looking one in the relationship here, you or him?
Well, so far at this point, definitely you.
That wasn't an option. So sorry.
He's a good looking dude, but I'm just not attracted to someone who would do something like that.
No, period. Of course not. Yeah, I don't blame you. You know what they say, right? Stay home if you sick, come over if you thick.
Literally no one says that. No one's ever said that.
They don't say that. All right, texter coming in. Amanda, thanks for the call. Best of luck. You're not alone here, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for taking my call again.
Absolutely, queen.
You want a woman in the area. Don't get anyone by the name of...
Okay, again, we can't play.
By the way, thank you guys. I listen to you every morning, and I really appreciate all the laughs.
You're
that's so
sweet
of
you. We do it again.
Yeah, considering you have so many options. All right, thanks. We'll talk to you soon, Amanda.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Take care. Bye.
You too.
You got anyone you can hook her up with?
I'm so good right now.
Let's go over to Leah. What's up, Leah? Hey, guys. Good morning. Nah, this is complete lack of respect, in my opinion. People can be incredibly hard to read, honestly. And in today's day, it seems like it's perfectly acceptable to just lie and treat people like crap. Some people do think that's acceptable. You know what, Amanda? I forgot to mention when you were on with us, but the 15th annual Bachelor Auction is back. That's going to be March 22nd at Essex.
This is perfect. Get those ticks. Also, there's a rumor that Moose might be a bachelor. It's not confirmed nor denied, but we'll find out. This person says, hey, Moose and Breezy. So I actually have been broken up with someone over text. And I personally had to do it that way because I have such a bad anxiety thing that sometimes it's going to go wrong or I'm not going to get out what I need to get out from that conversation or confrontation without screaming or crying.
Yeah.
I physically can't face them without crying. And, you know, sometimes it be that way.
You know, I'm the same way. Sometimes when I have a lot to say, it's easier to get it all out on paper or write it down so you can get your thoughts across.
Right.
Sometimes when you do it in person, you become very anxious. You can forget a lot. But I know it's a respect thing, too. This person says, if you were dating someone casually, I don't agree with having to break up with them face-to-face. Sometimes a text message is all you need, especially if things didn't end well with someone.
They were dating for a year.
Right. She goes on to say, I do think, though, if you've been dating someone for more than a year, you absolutely owe them a conversation in person. We got a message from Michelle that says, yeah, I got a text with the single word, goodbye. Ending a three-year relationship. No explanation at all. That's gotta sting.
That's really gotta sting.
But that says everything you need to know about someone if they do that. After 3 years, screw them.
For sure. That's a tough one. That is a tough go-around.
I guess we'll see some of you guys at the Bachelor Auction. This person is correct.
This all just a ploy to get people to the Bachelor Auction.
Technology is enabling a whole generation of self-absorbed cowards. That came in from Scotty.
Oh. Okay. Scotty. You good, bro?
Don't you have your own show to do, Spisano? Okay.
He's like, but I love you guys.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.